Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Saturday Magazine. It's Jackie here with you today. I am so excited to have on the show again, Charlie the Chef, and it's Valentine's. It's about cooking at home, making up that menu, and y'all know, you know, Valentine's Day, by the way, it's tomorrow, in case, you know, I find couples are usually one half of the couple is like, oh, Valentine's Day, and flowers, and chocolates, and oh, and the other one's usually, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. It's usually the way it goes. And so, you know, don't get caught out, guys. This year, it might be a challenge to actually celebrate in ways we might normally like to, in terms of going out for a meal and all that goes on with Valentine's Day. And I know many food outlets are out there offering special packages to take away, but how about spending a bit of time together and make a special meal as a family? And on the line now to give us some really great ideas, we have Charlie the Chef. Charlie, you're very, very welcome to the show today.
Good morning, Jackie, and good morning to Spirit Radio listeners. What a morning to wake up to.
Well, what a morning, right? It's like, last time we talked at Christmas, and it's like Christmas weather out there today. And we're into February.
Yeah, we got the shopping in yesterday, so I have all my ingredients in.
Oh.
So a bit more organized probably this year than most, because I've been off, as you know, for a few weeks. So, when your intro there, what day is it? It's mad, because you're sitting there and you're going, is it Thursday or is it Friday, you know?
I know, and there's nothing to reference it off of, right? Like you really don't know.
Yeah, and I suppose the most important thing with lockdown is that you have food and you have a plan. So Valentine's Day, as you all know, is tomorrow, as you kindly reminded us there.
Well, you know, I was worried that a few guys might not be thinking about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm playing it safe because I'm getting the family involved. We all had a conversation there. We started our Valentine's conversation on Wednesday. To say, look, we've got to do something special here because we can't go out. And so we decided to come up with a little menu. So myself and my son Charlie are going to do a few little light canapés to start.
Lovely.
And we're going to be responsible for the main course. And my wife and my daughter are going to look after the dessert.
I like it. Dividing it up and giving everybody a job.
Yeah, so, well, they don't realize now, but we get the pleasure of using the kitchen first, so they'll be inheriting either an untidy kitchen, maybe.
Ooh, you know? I see. Yeah. There was method.
We keep it nice and clean for them.
There's usually two kinds of cooks. One's the cleanest, they go in nice, spotless kitchen, and others that just make a mess.
Yeah, so we try and keep it nice and there's no family around.
That's good.
Yeah.
Not on Valentine's Day. You don't want a family row on Valentine's Day.
But what I came up with was to keep it sort of the canapes and the main course to be like, you know, Italian based flavors and because you know, I think love is in the air tomorrow, and the Italians, I think they're very love is big with the Italians.
It is. No, they're very romantic.
Exactly. I was over in Italy a few years ago, and I was in Milan, and they were, my God, you could just feel the love in the air. You know,
fantastic. Italy's amazing. It is.
Yeah. So a few nice canapes. So we're going to just. We have a loaf of bread. I'm just going to slice that on nice little discs, and we're going to you can either grill them or oven bake them, just to toast them up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to spike it with a little bit of flavor, a little bit of drizzle of olive oil. I've got lovely lemon scented and chili scented and garlic scented rapeseed oil, Wicklow rapeseed oil. So I'll drizzle a little bit of that over them. You have a little few dried herbs in the store cupboard. A few little herbs, oregano or mixed Italian herbs over them. Just dry them out with small bits, they're nice and crisp. And Jackie, you can actually do these today. Leave them go cold and put them into an airtight container.
Oh, really?
And they're
still exactly. Good.
Still good to go tomorrow, yeah. And then I'm just going to basically, I got some sun-kissed, or I call them sun-kissed just to keep it all Valentine's, you know, the terminology. I've got sun-dried tomatoes, chopped them up, a little bit of fresh basil. And then I'm going to go with a bit of Campanzola cheese. Now, that's a great cheese.
What kind of cheese is that?
It's a blue cheese crossed with a brie.
Oh.
So it's a really, really mild, but there's a little kick to it, right?
Yeah.
But it's not as strong as cashew blue. So if you don't like the idea of cashew blue, honestly, guys, try Campanzola cheese. Look out for it. Get a small little quarter of it, 2 or 3 euro, and just crumble that on top. And then you also, obviously, we need a Parmesan cheese and a nice little hand grater. and get a little bit of height into it. This is where the fun element comes in, Jackie, you know. You get a little bit of height into it, and it's like, it's actually a bit like the snow that's falling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So a few little canapés to start. Not many, because I'm not really a starter, main course, and dessert person, believe it or not, because when I go out, it's just too much, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so, it fills you up too much. Well, what if you put them into the fridge, how do you bring them back up to serve? Like, do you pop them into the oven?
The little discs would be the little crostini breads that you make. They don't go into the fridge. You just put them into an airtight container and just leave them on the shelf at room temperature.
I get you. And they'll be perfect. Getcha.
Exactly. And then, well, the main course then, we're going to do the classic carbonara. I mean, this dish is very easy on the pocket for starters. Mm-hmm. It's a dish that can be assembled in like 10 minutes.
And you know? Everybody loves a good carbonara, don't they?
Yeah. And the thing about it as well, a nice big pan, crisp up your pancetta on the pan, and, you know, cook your spaghetti, have it right beside each other. And basically, you're just cracking two eggs into a separate bowl with some Parmesan cheese and cracked black pepper. You're tossing your cooked spaghetti in with your pancetta and a little bit of garlic. I normally put a little clove, smashed clove of garlic in with pancetta when I'm frying it off.
Nice.
Tiny, tiny little bit of olive oil in your pan, but you don't really need much oil because the fat renders out of the pancetta. You've got to get the pancetta as crispy as you can before, you know, it's too gone.
Before you incinerate it.
Exactly. Then you just take it's a simple procedure, taking the spaghetti out of your spaghetti water when it's cooked, turning off your heat, tossing up the pan, take the pan off the heat, combine the pancetta and the lovely flavours of the garlic and the oils and the spaghetti, and then you literally pouring in your egg mixture with your Parmesan cheese and just tossing that in it, and a tiny little bit, add a little tiny little bit of the pasta water, and you have the most amazing traditional Valentino's carbonara. And I would just put that in there on a big plate in the middle of the table, and everyone just helps themselves with an extra fresh grated Parmesan cheese.
Everybody goes for it.
It's just quick. There's no prep.
That is amazing.
Probably the quickest and the most the easiest dish you could probably do. So if anyone out there who's not sure of, you know, should they go and buy fillet steaks, go with this dish, folks. This is just a winner all the time.
It sounds amazing. So let me just run through it, make sure I have the right steps. So you're doing up your pancetta and your little bit of garlic in the pan, a little bit of oil, not too much, getting it nice and crispy. Then you're adding in your pasta, your spaghetti, and then you had your eggs and your Parmesan on the side, and they go in and they just kind of cook in the heat. Is that right?
Exactly. So two whole eggs and like a handful of Parmesan cheese, but freshly grated Parmesan cheese, but you need to whip them up with a fork and have them nicely combined. So the egg, like scrambled egg, before you make a scrambled egg, then you take everything off the heat, and it's important to take everything off the heat and make sure you add, say, a large tablespoon or half a cup of the water from the pasta.
Okay.
And just have that it's not boiling point, but it's at like a light simmer now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take it off the heat. You mix it again a few times just without the egg, and then when you feel it's dropped a small bit from boiling point, you add in your egg and you just quickly toss that, and you get this beautiful creamy sauce.
Mm.
And then you just pour that straight into your serving bowl. Add a few garlic breads or garlic bruschettas if you want to make some of them, if you have a pan there, a little bit of rub of garlic and olive oil onto a little loaf cut, you know, slices of the loaf cut, and then just serve that at the table with a little bit more Parmesan cheese, and honest to God, you're in heaven. You're in paradise, you know, on Valentine's night. And again, it's the family to help you.
Yeah.
So everyone gets involved, and then we have this lovely salted caramel brownie. I mean, chocolate dessert, chocolates go with Valentine's Day, obviously, and incorporate the chocolate element into your dessert. So a salted caramel. Now, Jackie, I don't know about you, but on your listeners, but who would have ever thought we could put salt into a dessert?
I know.
Caramel, but it's one of my favorites. It's
so
salted caramel brownie.
Yeah.
Nice gooey texture and a little vanilla bean ice cream. So again, you can shop by your salted caramel brownie, or you can make. And then my wife and my daughter they're going crazy about doing the prep for this tomorrow. They're doing chocolate dipped strawberries. So I have a nice Belgian chocolate chips there. We're going to melt them down. We have white chocolate as well, dipping the strawberries into the chocolate, and then when the first coating of the milk chocolate goes hard, they're going to drizzle over a little bit of the white chocolate, and it's going to be fantastic. Nice way to end the meal, Jackie.
Yum.
With a glass of Prosecco. And might I say, you can go to my website, Jackie, and go to YouTube, Charlotte the Chef, and you can type in carbonara, and on my website as well, you'll see the recipe and also a video of how to cook the dish. So
excellent.
It's pretty simple for all your readers out there.
That's great.
Oh, sorry, your
listeners.
You're checking out, all your listeners. And Jackie, I have to tell you this time last year, it's amazing because of lockdown and the lockdown we've been putting up with. But this time last year, I was actually guest chef down in Galway in Scrib House, the lovely Victorian house, you know, and
it's
like a retreat house, has spa and beautiful place, fine dining. But I went down, I was guest chef down there, and we did a rock and roll theme menu. So if you have time, and print your menu if you want to go bring it up to the next level, and also the table setting.
Mm.
Well, Jackie, I was calling the starter here at Canapes. You know, I was teaming that up to a song, like a nice love song, you know. So When I Fall in Love, Canapes, right?
Oh.
King Cole. And I was also, we teamed up the main courses then and started with a kiss for hot chocolate, you know. We had the music in the background in the restaurant. And as the courses came out, we had the music playing, you know.
Awesome.
So, yeah, so we had a little bit of Bruce in there as well. We had Tunnel of Love in there. And we had Love Me Tender then for the dessert playing. So that's just a little bit of fun if you want to just bring it to the next level as well. Get the family, get somebody as a DJ and tell them to work on a couple of songs for your background music. And I think it's just a bit of fun now this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we can't go out, you know. We gotta make it fun. Exactly. Table settings and print the menus, get the background music on, and then designate the jobs. And keep it simple. The main thing is keep it simple.
Yeah.
I think the dishes there I've given your listeners will hopefully help them in deciding, you know, to make that little bit of an effort today. But it's promising. And the toppings for the crostini, Jackie, I got a little bit of pate yesterday. I got a little bit of pate that was duck and orange pate. So again, a little spoon of that on top of one of your little crostinis as well would be suffice. Or, you know, just to make up concoctions out of your fridge as well if you have. And if you have pesto in there, you could add a little bit of pesto there with a little bit of chopped tomato and that type of thing. So experiment too, but keep it simple and
make sure
love is in the air, Jackie.
Love is in the air. I love it. Charlotte, thanks so much for coming on and putting a little love a day early on the air. Because I tell you...
Well, thanks a million for having me. And
you've inspired me.
It's great to be back on your show. And, you know, I can't wait to get back up and we cook live.
I can't wait for that either. Looking forward to that so much. So many great memories. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for those great tips. And I think you've injected a bit of life into Valentine's Day for a lot of our listeners. So thank you so much.
For all the Valentinos out there, happy Valentine's weekend and happy weekend to everybody. Thanks very much for having me, Jackie.
Same to you, Charlotte. Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye
now. God bless. So that's Charlotte the chef. It's so great to have somebody come on and give you some great ideas, right? It just sounds so simple, so doable. We can do this, people. We can do this tomorrow and have a great Valentine's Day. CharlotteTheChef.com is where you can find him. He's got YouTube videos. You can look up the recipes he was talking about, the carbonara, and how to make them all. So that's just a great idea there.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.